Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One last item before we go today. Imagine for a moment all of the obstacles that bicyclists face riding in Boston.
Bad roads, being doored, other cyclists not following rules, and just automobiles that don't recognize that bikes have a right to be on the road.
That's a young woman named Michelle we talked to earlier today as she rode her bike down Comm Ave in the BU area. Or should we call it Crash Ave? A bike advocacy group called the Boston Cyclist Union has uploaded an interactive map showing all of the city's reported bicycle crashes in recent months. Among other concentrations, it shows a dark line of bruised elbows, broken fenders, and worse, stretching from the Back Bay to Alston along Comm Ave, right past our studios here at WBUR. Full disclosure, I ride my bike to work just about every day, and so does Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, who has been looking very closely at this map today. Hi, Adam.
Hey, bike buddy.
So what exactly does this map show?
It shows all the crashes that have been reported between May and October of this year. And they're really very evenly spread across the whole city, but there are a couple of noticeable hotspots. One is the one you just mentioned. Another is Mass Ave from the Harvard Bridge to the South End. Just tons of incidents reported around Hines and Symphony Hall. And it's incredible to look at. And we have a link to it right now at WBUR.org/Boston.
I noticed a lot of accidents around college campuses.
Right, absolutely. But it's first of all, it's important to remember things that this is this shows reported accidents, and it shows what people called into 911 to report, not necessarily what actually happened. But it's still remarkable data because up to this point, you got to realize the city has never separated bike accidents from pedestrian accidents. The cyclist union that you mentioned before has found some sympathetic administrators at Boston EMS, however, who agree that it's important to start looking at bike accidents in particular. And so EMS gave them this spreadsheet and the cyclist union made this map.
So why do this? Why go through that trouble?
Well, I talked to Pete Stidman with the cyclist union, and he told me that he wants the city to address the infrastructure at these problem spots. And though it's worth noting that that stretch of destruction across Commonwealth Avenue just over the last year has had bike lanes installed on it. And now we don't have any kind of data from the period before the lanes were installed. So maybe there have been fewer accidents. Maybe there have been more. We don't know. And even Pete, when I asked him what he sees when he looks at his own map, suggested that it has to do with more than just bike lanes. Here he is.
The biggest thing it tells me is accidents are much more based on density of a neighborhood rather than the type of neighborhood it is. Like, you know, everybody might expect Jamaica Plain and Austin to have the most bike accidents, and they do, but only by a hair compared to Roxbury and parts of Dorchester.
Adam, does the map distinguish between serious accidents and minor ones?
No, and that's a big criticism I heard today from Shane Jordan, who is the blogger behind BostonBiker.org, and he's really concerned that people are going to be overly alarmed when they see all the dots on this map.
The vast majority of bike crashes are not serious. In fact, just this morning, I was right in front of a biker that got hit by a car, and, you know, his front wheel got bent a little bit, but he stood up and he was fine. The police showed up. We didn't call them. He said, no, I'm fine, and sent him home, straightened his front wheel off, and rode off. That's going to go on that map as biker struck by car.
Now, another caveat we should mention is that we're talking about a very small sample size here. You mentioned the map only shows crashes from May to October.
Absolutely. In fact, Shane, the blogger, told me he kind of wishes the cyclist union would have waited a while longer before starting to post this data, because without a baseline for comparison, this really doesn't tell you a whole lot much. But it'll be interesting to see what it shows over time, because the cyclist union is going to be updating this map once a month.
Adam, ride safe.
Oh, absolutely.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.